Friday also saw letters delivered to all national newspaper groups and major regional companies from Lord Leveson's Lord Justice Leveson's inquiry. They are Section 13 letters sent in advance of publication to persons and organisations likely to be criticised by the inquiry, giving them an opportunity to respond. Now, for legal reasons, we can't discuss the specifics of what those letters contained, but the reaction from those on the press side who've seen them is, to say the least, pretty strong. Chris Blackhurst is editor of The Independent, and I spoke to him a few moments ago.
It's divided into sections. I can't go into specifics for legal reasons, as you know, but it's a very long document. I think it's been reported elsewhere. I mean, it's over 100 pages. And I suppose if I was to summarise, and I think I can, it throws the book at the industry. As I say, no titles are singled out and no individuals are singled out, but it basically is a point-by-point demolition of the industry.
And what was your reaction when you read it?
Shock. Shock, and I... shock that it's... shock and anger that it's so one-sided. It is a diatribe. I mean, it's not written in emotional terms. I don't want anyone to think that Lord Leveson is sort of using red-blooded adjectives or anything like that.
So he's not ranting and raving?
No, it's written in legalese, but actually it's not written in legalese. It's fairly straightforward. I mean, it's just point by point. I mean, but presented as a overall picture, it is a damning indictment of my industry.
A fair one?
Well, I think there's no doubt that some of the criticisms are certainly justified. I think we all know some of them, and you know, they're fairly obvious given the context of his inquiry and how it started. But some of the others raise eyebrows, and then from the point of view of my own paper, The Independent, there's an awful lot in there that we just don't recognise in relation to ourselves. And I think, I can't speak for other groups, but I think some of the papers, some of the titles at our end of the market surely must feel the same way. I mean, there's things in there that we just simply have not done. Now, he does qualify. There's quite a lot of qualification where he will talk about the industry in generic terms, and then he'll also talk about some newspapers. As I say, he doesn't name them specifically, but he does call on evidence. So you can see the evidence that he's referring to, which editor said what.
We can't discuss what the detail is, but he puts up a proposition and then adduces the evidence that supports it from what has been said in front of him.
Exactly, and each one is... Each point is backed up by not just one point from one witness, but usually three or four witnesses who said similar things.
Is it all negative?
Yes.
There's nothing positive in it?
No. that's the shock. That's the shock and anger. I mean, there's anger individually, for me as editor of The Independent, where, as I say, there's lots of things we haven't done. But I also feel strongly for an industry. I mean, whatever people think of newspapers, whatever they think of some of the things that have been reported and are now wending their way through the courts, et cetera, et cetera, the fact is that newspapers are an adornment to our society. We would be lost without them. They do fantastic good work, and I don't just mean my own paper, I mean papers, the tabloids as well. I mean, story after story, scandal after scandal has been broken by newspapers, not by anybody else. And that simply is not reflected in this document. Now, it could be that somewhere further down the line there's going to be a document that begins with the word "but." And that is a sort of, I've said all this, but I have to say, a lot of what the press does is good, but
Which, in fairness, in the course of the inquiry, Leveson has gone out of his way to say on a almost day and daily.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that in a way is where the shock comes in, because I think we'd all thought that he was going to be, he might still be fair, by the way, but, you know, in all the indications, I mean, I remember when I gave evidence to him, we had a, you know, we had a good chat about where I thought, how I thought the industry should be regulated, and he's always maintained this appearance of wanting to play fair, wanting to play straight.
So are you now genuinely worried about the outcome?
Yes. I mean, my worry might be unjustified. I mean, let's be clear. It's not clear, it's not obvious whether this is the worst it can get, and now he's going to start braining back, and he will say, but a lot of what the press does is good, and the press does need protecting. If he is going to say that, I can say that that isn't in the document. What this document is, I mean, the best way I can describe it is that he's loading a gun, and this document, well over 100 pages, is all the ammunition. And believe you me, there's plenty of ammunition. I mean, you read it and you just gulp. And I suppose the anger as well is that I think, and I think this needs saying, is that you could pick any industry in Britain. It doesn't matter what it was, any industry at all, and certainly some of the criticisms that are in here, without going into detail, some of the criticisms could be levelled, I believe, at many industries.